Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and we've got Lisa Newell on the line. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. And by the way, this is going to be a weird week in our relationship, Lisa, because this will be not one, not two, but three times this week that you and I interact substantially on this show or elsewhere, right?
Well, not really, because it's actually four, because I saw you at the Taste of Gulf Breeze.
Oh, you're right.
Friday night.
Four times in a week.
Face, you know,
my wife's going to start wondering what's going on.
Score.
Yeah, no, this is...
I know.
So we were at Taste of Gulf Breeze together. That's right. And then yesterday, 2 days ago, we were at Baptist together. And then today for the normal Thursday interview. And then tomorrow, you're going to be on the wrap. So, wow. You guys have a lot of stories, a lot of stuff going on, including Adam Sanitation gets told no, right?
This is something we continue to follow. We think, okay, this is finally the end of this story.
Nope.
Because last time we reported that the trash war was over, that the county had decided that they were going to be able to allow Adams to collect trash in the South End, in addition to Waste Pro, who has the supposedly exclusive contract. But no, that's not the end of the story. It continues on because now a judge has put a hold on that. So we're back to square one, trying to figure out what's going to happen. The whole issue is that people don't want to have just one day a week of pickup, trash pickup. And so they are very upset over that. And they say this causing vermin and other problems. And they wanted to have the option. But back when the county gave Waste Pro the exclusive contract, they were in a bind. They didn't have anyone else to collect trash. The hauler that was doing it had abruptly quit, and so they used the hauler that was servicing the North End, brought them down here, gave them an exclusive contract, had a lot of contractual stipulations, and then Adams came along and said, hey, we want to collect trash, and the city, you know, a lot of citizens said, yeah, we want another option. So it's kind of put the commissioners in a bad spot.
Yeah.
However, we'll, you know, just keep watching this thing play out. It's just like a pinball machine.
Yeah, the
bing, bing, bing.
Tom Danheiser says, don't make this vote. They did make this vote. And then the judge said, you shouldn't have made that vote, you know, and which is expected.
Yeah.
So we also, oh, by the way, you mentioned Taste of Gulf Breeze. Big crowd, right?
Oh, wow. That was huge. I heard that they sold out, of course, 1,100 tickets. I was very surprised because we were one of the exhibitors, so we were, you know, there early, and we were kind of wandering around and tasting the things. It was so nice. All of a sudden, we look at the gate,
yeah,
and there was a crowd that was split in after the VIP edition, and the lines got longer. I'm really glad we were there for the early part. Next time, if anyone wants to go, please consider buying the VIP because you get so much more for your money. But there was just so much wonderful so much good food and beverages, and it was just a beautiful outdoor event, and the weather was perfect.
And you had,
really
the first
it.
Time I think I've ever seen this at any food event, you had one booth where they were actually producing nigiri sushi, you know, which I'm like, I've never seen that, which was amazing.
Exactly.
It was fantastic. And all the other stuff,
and it
too.
Was delicious. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was very, very good.
Keep Santa Rosa Beautiful has been another one of these ongoing sagas, right?
Well, it was funny because the Commissioner Cole, Bob Cole, got extremely heated and actually cursed at the woman about Keep Santa Rosa Beautiful, which kind of surprised people. Didn't realize what a hot topic a beautification program could be. But it was, they had apparently some bad blood, and there's a lot of problems because apparently his wife is on the board and he's voting in favor of it, and they think there's some kind of nefarious dealings going on, and he didn't appreciate the allegations, and so yes, drama at the county commission meeting. I tell you, sometimes these civic meetings are more entertaining than anything you can see scripted on television.
Don't I know it? I definitely know it. Here, we played the Bob Cole clip here. I have it for you.
No probable cause. Mm-hmm. You just pick out of the air and throw it at people. And I'm tired of it.
What? Yeah, it was a lively moment. And he apologized later, but, you know. Okay.
Well, he's not running for re-election, so
that's,
I guess,
right.
He can get away with it.
That's exactly right. You know, we also have a story about Baptist, which you and I got a chance to tour this week. What's the story there?
Yes, Baptist Healthcare. You and I were part of the media entourage that got to tour the new campus over there at Brent Lane, and what an amazing facility. It's not going to open for another year, but it has so much of it. It's already, you can already see where they're going with it and see the expansion and see how they've really put so much thought and effort into the whole, you know, the whole thing, you know, expanded ER, better access to the departments from different parts of the campus. You know, they got more quarantine space just in case they need that. They've got more beautiful rooms. Oh my gosh, those floor to ceiling windows are amazing.
I inadvertently called
nice.
It a hotel because it feels that way.
Yes, yeah. It does. It does give that vibe. It's very, very nice. And the oaks that they have on, they've, you know, retained on the campus, mm-hmm. they say date back to either the Civil War or the Revolutionary War. So that is also very nice. And I can't wait for that to be one of our new places to go and see our doctors, because they've got that Bear family down medical building.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually at the old medical building, Tower 3, yesterday, and I thought, oh, wow, what a difference. This looks very dated.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. Side by side.
In the new place.
Hey, last thing you guys have.
Very nice.
You guys also have a story about gas prices, which I know people are asking this question. Why haven't all the gas stations come down on their prices? Is that the question you guys are answering?
I am so glad you asked that question, Andrew, because it's interesting. Because a lot of people don't have to drop the price until they receive their next station tank refill.
Mm.
And that's when the state will not charge tax on that refill. So if your gas station that you go to has not dropped their prices, they will drop once they get their new tank refill. And that's when they'll start passing those prices along. But I did, of course, watch the national news, and I saw that OPEC is going to cut their production. Uh-huh. So I don't think we're going to have great gas prices for very, very long.
That's because OPEC wants to make sure that Governor DeSantis doesn't get reelected. That's, I mean, I don't know. That's, but,
oh, I'm sure. That's
no, but that's fascinating. That makes sense, because if you pay tax on this tank and then you don't have to pay tax on the next tank, you wouldn't actually get the benefit passed along until that makes perfect sense. And here I'd been wondering. I'm glad you followed up on that. That's a great news story. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday with, as you hear, lots of great information. And Lisa, we'll talk to you tomorrow for the wrap. Thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thank you. I'll see you in the breeze.
Nicely done. 877 877-